worship you. Some don't have this privilege, God, but we have it and we take advantage of it this morning. So this morning, God, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor that is due to your name. We bless your name, oh God. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Come on and put your hands together.
nations of the earth now rejoice.
All the people of God sing His praise.
Everything that has breath shall for joy.
Everything that has breath shall for joy.
Everything that is beautiful
belongs to You.
How excellent is Your name!
All of the earth say,
oh, 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 oh.
All the nations of the earth now rejoice.
All the nations of the earth now rejoice.
All the people of God sing His praise.
All the people of God sing His praise.
Everything that has breath shall for joy. Of joy, and at Your right hand there are pledges forevermore. We also know that in Your presence, God, the situations that we face have to change. Whatever you're in need of this morning, The solution can be found in his presence. You see, when you're in his presence and you begin to worship him and you begin to offer him praise, you confuse the devil that's attacking your life, because he's wondering, how are they praising God? And this is the mess that they're in. But if you just lift your hands and worship him this morning, I can guarantee you that you will see a shift in your situation. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. You are here, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sing, Amanda.
When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart starts turning. Nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship. We worship you. Starts to tremble at the light that you bring. When you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and
Jesus.
starts to vanish and every hopeless situation, it ceases to exist.
And when you walk into the room,
the dead begin to rise.
Holy. struck wonder at the mention of your name. Sing, filled. I'm filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Of your name.
Come on now. Start worshiping. Worship Him. Worship Him. We bless you, Father. You are holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Come on, press in, press in, press in, press in. Come on, worship Him, worship Him. Talk to Him this morning. Tell Him how much you love Him. Jesus, this morning we want you to know that we love you. We thank you, God, that you loved us before we ever even loved you. Jesus, thank you that you are so faithful to pursue us. God, it's not even us pursuing you, but you are pursuing us. This morning in your holiness, we thank you that you are pure. We thank you that you are separated. And we thank you, Jesus, that you were without sin. This morning, Jesus, we worship you because of who you are. We love you so much and thank you for your goodness in our lives. We declare you are holy. Lord, there are angels surrounding you in heaven right now declaring, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The God they're programmed. But we're not. We choose to worship you in spirit and in truth and declare your holiness, for you are separated and high and lifted up, and your train fills the temple. And this morning, we love you, Jesus, and thank you for the honor and the privilege of coming into the exact throne room of heaven to worship your name. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, I said, everybody said, why don't you turn to someone and say, I sure do love Jesus. Why don't you go find somebody you don't know this morning and tell them, I love Jesus. Don't sit down. Go find somebody you don't know and say, I love Jesus.
God Almighty. Ladies, it's time to sign up for the next Women's Encounter. October 27th through 29th is the weekend you don't want to miss. The total cost is $325. It includes everything. We only have 9 spots left, so get your $100 deposit to me as soon as possible, no later than August 15th. For more information and details, see me or email me at Carla@histabernacle.com. Pastor Jade, did you know that God danced the day you were born?
I did, but you know what? I think he danced more the day Pastor Rhonda was born. Hey, HT, we have a very special announcement for you today.
Pastor Rhonda's birthday is coming up.
Make sure to come prepared with your birthday blessings for Pastor Rhonda.
And plan on staying after service for cake.
Make sure to come prepared with your birthday blessings for the mother of the house.
And plan on staying after service for cake and a birthday party.
Be there.
True and living God, and his name is Jehovah.
He left heaven, came to this earth just to die for me and just to die for you.
We need a revival of the Bible and people that are going to follow the truth of Jesus without shame.
What you thought that you would never flow in to an extent, the power is coming into your ministry.
When you begin to lay hands on the sick, they've got to recover. There's the DNA of miracle power in your body. Hallelujah. For your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Rock the city. It has been 92 years since a revival has been poured out like it was with Billy Sunday. That was all the way back right near Grove Park. The very first day he was there, September 13th, 1924, there were 20,000 people that came to the service. On the last night of the service, 40,000 people came to Elmira to worship Jesus. And in 6 weeks, 400,000 people came from all over to worship God within those 6 weeks, right there in Horseheads. In 1909, it was called the Gospel Wagon, would go into Grove Park and preach the gospel. And literally, we have a photograph of the entire Grove Park all filled with people hungering and thirsting after righteousness. I just met with the mayor. He was at EOP meeting the other night. And he said, "We are excited that you're coming to Grove Park. Please get me the details because I want to be there." He said, "Your church, the church in Horseheads, is bringing great change to our city. And I want you to recognize that even the world, even the government, is recognizing what you and I, through the presence of Jesus, have been doing to bring change to our region." And I just think you need to look at somebody and say, "Thank you for being a phenomenal giver." That's what it takes. It takes giving. And I'm not talking money. I'm talking your life. We have the opportunity, and we are consistently changing lives in this place. And I just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity of being a world changer.
You know, this Rock the City is about souls. Amen. It's about the salvations that are going to happen. You know, we could do this. We have a phenomenal staff and team, and we don't have to bring somebody in from the outside. But we're investing. We're sowing seeds by bringing the voices that have gone across the world, seeing souls saved into our town, like Billy Sunday was brought in to bring revival again in this place, is powerful. And so those are the seeds that we are sowing for our souls. And at the end of this, we don't want it to be just, oh, they got saved, great, God bless you, bye, have a great day. No, we have trained over 52 disciplers to be able to disciple them once they receive Jesus. So this isn't a one-time thing. We are going to stay with them and get them solid and a foundation under their feet so that they can grow in the things of God. So it is going to be a powerful time. And I know you might say in your mind, I heard it when he mentioned 20,000 people. You say, oh, but that was back then. No, I'm talking, that's where our faith is right now. We need to see revival in our city. And we're going to sow and invest to see those souls saved and get them grounded and founded in the kingdom of God. So every person in this place, I want to encourage you to sow something towards this revival. You know, is it the next 2 weeks?
Next
are you going to announce
not
that?
This week, but the, next
the next 2 weeks, we are going to receive special offerings for Rock the City for this outreach that we're doing. And I would encourage every single one of you to sow something. Sow whatever you can sow, because we are going to see revival come, because we're taking it outside of the church and we're taking it into the highways and the byways, and we're bringing the voices that have been powerful. The salvations that happen in the Shuttlesworth revivals are phenomenal. It is worth every dime invested to bring them in, that our city is going to, it's going to rock.
Yes,
the city.
Amen. The city.
So Amen. The next 2 weeks, be prepared to give. And I'm believing. Go ahead. You believe.
Well, I just want to share. I don't ever believe the pastor should stand up and project a vision without standing behind it, even with their own finances. And so I'm going to be sowing the $1,000 that I have been saving to paint my motorcycle. And I'm sowing that because I want to see souls saved. I don't care if the motorcycle looks cute, as long as the souls are saved. Amen. So I just want you to know, your pastor just doesn't talk about it. We do it. And so we're going to be sowing $1,000 next week into Rock the City. Somebody's already sown $15,000. Another businessman has already sown $5,000. And I'm believing, God, that even in one service, we could have everything paid for. And so that we don't have to go in and wonder. We're not going to take one offering at these outreaches, because we believe that sinners should never have to even be presented an offering to give to get saved. Amen. We're going to be giving away a car. We're giving away, I believe, 2 50-inch televisions. We're giving away bill pay stuff. It's going to be just amazing to bring them in so they can hear that Jesus is alive and get their miracles. God can heal bodies. I'm believing people to come out of wheelchairs. Amen. I'm believing for the supernatural power of God. Blind eyes to see, deaf ears to hear. We've seen it right in this building. It's time to see it on the outside, right in the middle of Grove Park. Amen. Are you shouting with me? Yeah. Hallelujah. So I'm excited. In the next 2 weeks, not this week, but the next two, we're going to be receiving offerings for that. We want to welcome all of our guests. And maybe you're saying, oh, my goodness, my first week, and they're already asking for money. If you're our guest, it's not for you. That's for our family. Amen. That's for the family that are here, that call this their home. And we just want to say thank you so much for being with us. We know that when you're a guest in a church, sometimes it's a little bit overwhelming. You're seeing something you've never seen before. We want you to know you're going to be all right. Turn to someone next to you and say, you're going to be all right. Come on, tell somebody else you're going to be all right. That's right, you're going to be all right. We encourage you to come at least 3 times. Everybody shout three. 3 times. The first time it's like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. The second time it's like, oh, it's not too bad. By the third time, you could never go back to the quiet church. Hallelujah. Our goal is to mess you up for life. Glory to Jesus. We want to get you ready for heaven. Heaven's not going to be a quiet place. Amen? So we just want to say welcome to all of our guests. If you're a first-time guest, we have a gift for you. We're not going to embarrass you or anything. But we want to bring a gift to you right at your chair. If you're a first-time guest, raise your hand up. We want to have a gift brought right to you. I see a gentleman right here. Young lady over there. Here we go. A young man in the back. We met yesterday, sir. What a great testimony. You know, can I give that testimony? I'm going to give that testimony. This gentleman, as a gentleman in the house today, yesterday we went to the EOP Jazz Festival. We went to the EOP Jazz Festival, and we went at 3:30. And we literally parked in the only parking spot that was left. That was it. We pulled in, and there was a gentleman in a vehicle next to us. And he waved, and I rolled down my window. I don't remember what I said exactly, but he saw Sophia. And oh, that's right, he called me Reverend. Hello, Reverend. And I wasn't sure because that means he knew who I was. And we rolled the windows up because the rain began, and he waved at Sophia and then asked me to roll my window down. And he said he needed to get right with Jesus. And right there in the parking lot at Thorn Street, he gave his heart back to the Lord, renewed his relationship with Jesus, and today he's in the house. Amen. Let's be honest. Let's think about that. Let's think about that. There's only one parking spot left. He wasn't even going to the jazz festival. And God set that up so that that man, that gentleman, could make his life reconciled to Christ. Can I hear? Don't let the angels out shout you this morning. Can we have a shout? Hallelujah. We welcome into the kingdom of God. Two men gave their heart to Jesus this morning in first service. Ah, come on, don't let heaven outshout you. Amen. God is so faithful. And we just want to say thank you so much for being with us, guests. Please make sure you come back three times. We have a guest reception right after service. If you go down that other hallway, they'll direct you. We'd love to just meet you, shake your hand, let you know we love you, we're here for you. And I want to remind everybody, especially this morning, everybody looking around, seeing some empty seats, is because this is vacation season. And a lot of, even some of our staff are out today. Can we give all the folks that are watching online, live stream right now, a hand clap? I'm asking everybody online right now, and I asked this in first service as well. Last week, over 100 computers registered online this for service. But we'd like to know how many people are actually there. So if you could send us a little note on Facebook, however you'd like to do it, just tell us how many people are sitting in front of your computer right now. We know that there are folks that camp every summer. And what they do is they go collect all of the other campers, and they have church right there at the camp watching live stream. They have up to 15, 20 people watching right at one of the camps in the local area. They're watching. They're part of the house of God. So let's give our online campus one more hand clap. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us.
Amen. I love so much being a part of this house of God. You are a generous and giving church, and you are those that have turned the world upside down. I so love being a part of a group of people that are willing to go into the highways and the byways and get your hands dirty and spend our money at any cost to see this world turned upside down for Jesus. It is an awesome thing. The Word of God says, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these, you have done it unto me. There are so many blessings in the Word of God for those that consider the poor, that bless their communities. There are so many blessings. God is pleased with the people that love and bless their communities. And it is such a joy to be part of a generous church. You are brilliant. You are brilliant for being in the house of God, where the power of God can touch, heal, and change your life. But you're also brilliant for tithing in obedience to God's word to the house of God that's making a difference. Let's stand to your feet. We'll make our supernatural declaration. This is simply the Bible. You can find it in Deuteronomy 28. It's our promises. And if you'll repeat it after me, we'll declare it today. If I obey, oh, then I am blessed going in. And I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. And I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord today. If you're watching via live stream, click on the giving button and get right along with us.
Of the earth now rejoice.
All the nations of the earth now rejoice.
All the people of God sing his praise.
All the people of God sing his praise.
Everything that hath breath shout for joy.
Everything that hath breath shout for joy.
Everything that is beautiful
belongs to you.
And only
is your name. How excellent is your name. All of the earth say, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. All of the earth say,
in first service last week, and we need to do one in this week. How many of you recognize that we're on television? This church is on television twice a week, twice a Sunday. How many of you watch His Word TV? Not many of you. How many of you watch His Word TV? This is a great time for you to invite your friends. They might not come through the door, but they'll watch the telecast. And so we're going to do an intro for that, all right? So are you going to participate? It means you got to shout. That was really sad. I said, you got to shout. Much better. Okay, so when I tell you to shout, you got to shout. Here we go. Whew, Jesus help us all. Ready? Very good. Ready? So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My name is...
Not yet.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My name is Pastor Michael Spencer from His Tabernacle Family Church, and this is my beautiful wife, Rhonda.
Hello.
We want to welcome you. I got to start over now. Here we go. 5, 4. We do about 10 takes. You ready? 5. Thank you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My name is Pastor Michael Spencer from His Tabernacle Family Church, and this is my beautiful wife, Rhonda. We're the pastors of His Tabernacle.
Hello. Welcome. You're watching His Word TV.
Make sure you grab a hold of your pen and piece of paper. Brother Teddy Shuttlesworth is going to be preaching this week. Get ready. God's going to change your life. Cut. You did so well. That was your debut. Here we go. All right? So we're going to pray again. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Was that right, Brother Ricker? That wasn't right. So I need to redo that. Oh, last week's. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2. You guys. Stay with the program. Here we go. Much better. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My name is Pastor Michael Spencer from His Tabernacle Family Church, and I want to welcome you. I got to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My name is Pastor Michael Spencer from His Tabernacle Family Church, and this is my beautiful wife, Rhonda.
Hello, you're watching His Word TV.
We want to make sure that you grab a hold of Jesus during this program, because we know that the Word will change your life. So sit back and enjoy the Word of God. You did that so well. Here we go. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Word changes you because the Word is supernatural. And we're excited that today you've heard the Word so that you now have enough faith to give your heart to Christ. So today we want to lead you to Jesus. If you'd like to accept Jesus, not join a church, not join a religion, but know Him, I want to pray with you right now. Bow your head. Let's pray right out loud together. Dear Jesus, come into my life. I thank you that you loved me before I knew you. So right now, I surrender my heart I surrender my life. Accept you as my Savior. I'm never going back. Only forward in you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, we're excited for you. We'd like to see you this morning, 16 Level Acres Drive, right here, 9 or 11. I'll see you in just a little bit. Very good. Yay! Come on, give yourself a hand clap. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Isn't it exciting? We love the opportunity of getting the word out. I want to remind many of you, you don't know, I mentioned it last week, the word, His Word TV goes all the way to Alfred University, all the way to Ithaca, almost all the way to Binghamton, to Troy, to Wellsboro. We're reaching this entire region with the gospel of Jesus. And it's exciting that you and I are participating to change lives. Amen. This is the year of... Here we go. This is the year of... Kingdom seed. We've been talking about how our words are seed. And today is such a powerful word because it talks about this. Your words will either carry you or crush you. Turn to someone and say, your words will either carry you or crush you. You see, the truth is that the word of God changes our lives. And the fact is also that words are powerful. You see, when you and I speak, it's more than just you and I muttering into the atmosphere. But literally, our words can change atmospheres. You know what I'm talking about. You've been in either an office building or with your family, and everybody's happy and chipper, and then all of a sudden, somebody walks in and drops a bomb. You mean they just say those words, that nasty stuff, that all of a sudden, it feels like heaven has exited the room. And all of a sudden, everything is all morbid, and everybody's kind of just sitting back. Words can literally change the atmosphere. Now, if you've been married, you know what I'm talking about. You can walk into the house, and you could have the greatest day, or vice versa, and your spouse looks at you and says, well, you know, my day's been horrible. Boom, everything changes. Words change atmospheres. And as believers, this is something we've got to get a hold of because we're called to be the salt and the light. So many believers live the same lifestyle as the unbelievers. And the problem with that is we're called to be the sunshine in the middle of darkness. We're called to be the light where there is no light. Light dispels darkness, but if the light acts the same way as the darkness, then it will never leave. Many people who will call themselves believers, they will sit down in their office and chew up a person that, whether it be a worker or whether it be their boss, and instead of bringing life to the situation with their words, they propel death. We need to get in touch with the truth, and the truth will make us free. That life and death are in the power of our words, and we need to recognize that if we are not paying attention to this, then we're going to get sucked into just speaking whatever we desire. You know, the Bible says in the book of James chapter 3 that any man who can control his tongue has become a mature person. Many of us just shotgun through our entire day. We speak without really understanding or contemplating what we're sharing or saying. And God wants us to arrest this. Because if we're going to be the life changers, we're going to be the light bringers, we're going to be people who are going to speak life, then we are the ones that have to pay attention of what we're saying. If life and death are truly in the power of the tongue, then we've got to recognize that every time we open our mouth, either life or death is being released. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 1, verse 3, it's our verse for the year. It says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Matthew chapter 12, 36 through 37 says this, but I say to you, for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. But your words will be justified, by your words you will be condemned. Words are so powerful, they will justify you or they will condemn you. As a believer, we are the ones who understand that God, in the very first sentence that he ever said in the scripture, it was creative and blessing. We know that the very first thing that Adam said was blessing. We know the very first thing that Lucifer said was contrary to the word of God. And then what happened to Eve the very first time she spoke is she actually agreed with Lucifer. You see, she created a dialogue of doubt and unbelief. The question was, is what God truly said true? Now, as believers, this is something that we truly have to get down to the basics on. Is God's word true or is it a lie? If God's word is true, then we're called to speak truth and not death. And as God's children, we're called to agree with him before we agree with our circumstances and or the devil. Can I hear an amen? So as believers, this is who we are. This challenge, like I said, the verse earlier, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who eat it, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Every word we speak will have fruit to it. Your words are seed, and they will produce a harvest. Some of you are living a harvest of a life that you do not want to live because you've constantly sown death with your words. You know, I was on Facebook this week, and I really use it more of an advertising opportunity. But, you know, you get to see a lot of people's statements. And some of you know you shouldn't be on Facebook. Oh, Pastor, I'm just on Snapchat or Twitter. Neither of those either. You know, some people should just not be on social media. You know, they get up in the morning on a Monday morning, and I see this on a consistent basis. I hate Mondays. Oh, my goodness, it's Monday. And my first thought is, what is wrong with you? And I'll usually write a little thing, watch your words. Some of you got that this week. You sat down on Facebook and you wrote death. And all I wrote was, watch your words. Why? The word of God is clear. What you sow, you shall reap. If you sow words of death, then why are you shocked when your harvest is all nasty and crumbling and the portion that you're trying to eat is all rotten? We've got to know that the words that we speak and release, if we are going to be people of power, we're going to be people of the light, we're going to be people that are going to bring change, our words must be arrested because they're either life or death, and somebody's going to eat the crop. Somebody's going to eat the harvest of what we plant. Can I hear an amen or am I? So today I just want to be real. You don't mind me just getting basic, do you? I just want to show you some of the things I'm talking about. There are people that are sitting in this room today. You've had dreams your whole life. You've had vision your whole life. Maybe as a child you wanted to aspire to be something, but yet people have spoken into your life, and today you have still never allowed it to come to fruition. God wants to realign you. God wants to speak to you. God wants to heal you. It's time for some of us to cancel words of death that have been spoken over our lives from decades ago so that we can stand forth and start doing the will of God, because life and death are in the power of your tongue, and it's time to stop canceling your own destiny, never mind having somebody else do it too. See, I've found so many believers, they cancel what God has for them. You see, the promises in the word of God are yea and amen. That means they're truth. Every good and precious gift comes down from the Father of lights. I've watched people right on the precipice of their miracle, right on the precipice of their answer, and right when they're getting ready to receive it, they turn around and curse the crop. Well, I guess that's just not for me. Well, I guess God doesn't want to bless me. Well, where is God? Well, you know, I just don't understand. I don't believe in God anymore. I've watched people destroy the very blessings of heaven by the words that have come out of their mouth. They've made God step back. You see, God always wants to bless you. God never wants to curse you. God always wants to bring prosperity to your life in every area of your life. But God cannot if we're sitting back and denying his word. I think we're Pentecostal church, aren't we? Can I hear an amen? Amen? So this morning, I just want to show you some basics. Now, here we go. The guys dressed in black are the negative. They're the ungodly words. They're the words that are contrary to Scripture. And then you have the green. The green is the word of God, encouraging, building, and strengthening. And right over here, we have this beautiful young lady. Everybody say hello, Mr. Addy. Trotty. Say, hello, Eileen. Lean a little.
Hello.
Say, good morning, Eileen. Good morning to you. Here's a reality of how some of our lives have been, and some of you that are sitting in this room, and the power of words. You see, Eileen has always desired to be a doctor. Her desire was to go into med school, but things in her life happened at a young age, and now that she's in her, she's almost 20. As she's getting near 60, her desire has never happened. And so she's decided to make a decision to start going into the medical world. She said, I want to do this. I've always had this in my heart. I've always desired this. And this is what usually happens. You start sharing your vision. How many of you know you shouldn't share your vision with everybody? Can I hear an amen? You got to be careful who you share your vision with. You should read the story of Joseph. Joseph shared his vision with people that he should not have, and it got him thrown in a pit, and he went into prison and all the other good stuff that happened with him. I've seen this where people have come up and they said, Pastor, I really just want to do this. But this is what happened. So Eileen goes to her friend and says, I really have always wanted to be in the medical field. I think I'm going to go back to school. And her friend looks at her and says, you know, Eileen, you just need to be real. You've never been a good learner anyways. You've barely gotten out of high school. You have no college education. And so therefore, let's just be real, Eileen. You're probably not smart enough to go to medical school. Well, listen, you know, Eileen, you've got to be real too. I mean, you're getting old. And you know, if you sit back and you realize how many years of college you got to go through in it, and then how old you are, and, you know, Eileen, too, I just think you need to realize the cost of medical school. I mean, it's $200,000 or $300,000 in debt. You don't have any money. You've got no money. So if you've got no money, then how is that ever going to work? You know, Eileen, I know what you say is your vision. I know you say is a dream. But sometimes you just got to be real and put your dreams down and stop being a dreamer. Let me ask you a question. Those are just three statements. How far can she go? Come on, Eileen, move forward. No matter how much she tried, I want you to know and recognize she's not going anywhere. Some of you are in this position where you've always had this dream, but the moment you shared your dream with somebody, it might have even been a spouse. Some of you shared your dream, and instead of speaking life to your dream, they spoke death to your dream. They spoke demise to your dream, and now it got into your spirit. And once it got into you, you now no longer will move forward in what God's best is for your life. So you'll always be a person that will settle. Reset. I want to introduce you to somebody. Can everybody say hello to Eileen? Eileen. Everybody shout, hi, Eileen. Eileen has always wanted to be a veterinarian. I'm telling the truth, aren't I? Actually, I knew you were going to be up here because that's what I put that in there for. Eileen has always wanted to be a veterinarian. She loves horses. She loves animals. She just enjoys being on the outside. But you know, she is near 60. And Eileen, I want to encourage you. You know, I know that this is your vision. Right now, I have a choice. I have a choice to speak life or death. I have a choice to look at a circumstance. Or I have a choice to look at who she believes is on her side. How many of you are born again in this room? You love Jesus. How many of you know if God is for you, who can be against you? How many of you recognize that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world? How many of you recognize that God is the God of vision? And if God is the God of vision, he's the God of provision. that there's nothing that you cannot accomplish. The word can't should never be in your vocabulary. It should never come out of your mouth. Why is that? Because if God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who said let there be and there was, is on your side, there's nothing you cannot do. So I have a choice. You know, Eileen, I just want to talk to you real quickly. I know that you're getting older. Now you see, watch. The words are always right there of death. Eileen, have you ever heard of Colonel Sanders? Colonel Sanders, I don't know if you, really good chicken, and I really like it. I don't like the, you know, the extra crispy. I like the other stuff. But, you know, Eileen, his dad died when he was 5 years old. Did you know that also at 17 years old, he quit school? And at 18, he was married? And at 20 years old, his wife dumped him? Did you know he had failed business and failed attempt of success? And finally, he decided just to work at a cafe in the back kitchen? Do you know that when he retired at 62 years old, he decided to go because he always had a dream. He always had a dream with his chicken. And you know what happened? He borrowed $85. And you know what happened to his life? At that age, he decided to sell chicken. And at 88 years old, he was a billionaire. I want you to know, honey, if you want to be a veterinarian, there's nothing, because you'll live to 88 years old to make it there. I want you to know also that not only is God able to get you there if he's given you the vision, but also I want you to realize that God, he is the God of vision. Therefore, he'll keep it alive in your heart. Not only that, Eileen, I know that sometimes it's tough making it by. So, you know, it's a challenge making it by in your finances. But I want you to know, if this is the vision that God has placed in you, he'll make sure, whether it's through grants, whether it's through gifts, that God will make sure that he will make a way for you to be a veterinarian. I want you to know there's no way that you can fail. Eileen, you can't fail. Amen. Those three encouraging words can literally pick a person up and carry them to their destiny. The power of words are truly life or death. They will carry you or they will crush you. Now the challenge is, so many individuals have allowed people to speak at them when they have no right to be heard. How many of you realize that your opinion doesn't always matter? How many realize that it usually doesn't matter? You ever met somebody who always believes their opinion matters? They're usually the ones that speak against God's word. They're the first ones when situations are coming into your life that they're going to come to you and try to bring a reality check. Well, you just need a reality check. And they start speaking doubt and unbelief to you. They start speaking that God is not able to give you what he's placed within your heart. They start speaking to you that you're not going to make it physically. Some of you are in this room, you've had physical diagnoses from doctors. And what you need to learn is that the doctor's doing the best that they can. But you need to look at them and say, thank God, doctor, for all you've done. But I desire and I will believe the report of the Lord. For God's word is above all things. Everybody say hello to Eileen. Eileen. You know, there are times that we might see something as negative when actually it's positive. I want you to recognize that God's word is always positive. Even at times it might be negative. I'll show you. Eileen is living with a man. Now, this is not real because she is married. So this is fake. Eileen is living in sin. And as her pastor, because my job and my responsibility is to make sure that she's not in delusion, thinking that God is okay with her shacking up with somebody. And so I go to Eileen, and I say to Eileen, Eileen, I want you to know that I love you very much. And as your pastor, I need you to recognize the Bible says, flee fornication. Abstain from sexual sin. Eileen, I need you to hear me. I love you very much, but sexual sin is going to cost you your eternity. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And Eileen, I want you to know this, that, again, I love you very much, and Jesus loves you even more, and that if you ask Christ to forgive you of your sins, He'll cleanse you from all of your sins, and you'll be just like a brand new baby. I'm talking like your day will start over, and there'll be no sin in your life, and you'll stand before God righteous. So I want to encourage you, as much as you don't want to hear this, this right here will save your life. Those are words of life, because those are words that come out of the Word of God. See, many of us don't like when God speaks to us strongly, when He convicts us, or when He puts us in a position of repentance. But you see, that's true words of life, because if somebody just walks up and placates her and lies to her, oh, you know, Eileen, let's start over. Okay. Reset. Eileen, I know you're living with a man and you love Jesus, so it doesn't matter how you live, everything is going to be all right. Eileen, I want you to know that it doesn't matter, you know, as long as you believe in God or any other God, everything is okay and you'll go to heaven. Eileen, I don't want to hurt your feelings, so I just want you to know that, you know, there is no hell, and that everything is okay. You can live any way you desire as long as you believe there is a God and everything will be all right. That sounded really encouraging, right? But they're words of death, because anything that is contrary to the Word of God is death. The Word of God is truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. We need to be able to recognize words of life and words of death. And the words of life are those that agree with the Word of God. And as believers, when we understand this, we will be like Christ. What did Jesus do? Jesus walked the Word. Jesus lived in the Word. Jesus acted out the Word. He said, the words that I speak are not mine. It's what the Father gives me. I only go where the Father tells me to go. I only say what the Father tells me to say. When we recognize how powerful the words of God are, then we don't have to live in bondage. Can I hear an amen? Reset. I want to introduce to you everybody. This is Eileen. Everybody say hello to Eileen. George is Eileen. I want you to recognize this, that Eileen has the opportunity and the right to reject any words that are not godly. So if I look at Eileen and I say, Eileen, you're a loser, she can turn to the words and say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to accept that. I only believe the Word of God. All of a sudden, a thought comes to her mind that she can't make it, that she won't be able to be successful, that God won't back her up. The moment it starts to happen, she has the right to say, no, I choose to believe the Word of God. You see, this is where you and I as believers, there is so much power within our lives, because there are people that are out there that will sow death to you. There are people that are out there that will be there to steal vision from you. They'll tell you you're too short. They'll tell you you're too tall. They'll tell you you're too wide. They'll tell you you're too thin. They'll tell you you're not smart enough. They'll tell you that you aren't. We can go through the list of things that people will tell you, but it comes down to this. If God's word says you can do it, then you can do it. If God's word says that He's standing behind you, then He's standing behind you. If God's word says you can't fail, then you can't fail. And it's time for you to stand up and say, I choose to only believe and apply the Word of God to my life. If you do this, you're going to make people mad around you, because people don't like to be told to be quiet. But you need to know that it's okay to tell people to be quiet. Listen, I choose. What'd you just say? I choose to not allow that in my life. Listen now, I know it's a little curt, but if I was throwing dog crap at your head, how many of you would keep coming through the door? That's good. No one raised their hands. So why do you allow people to vomit on you all the time? Why do you allow people to throw crap at your head all the time? Why do you allow your own brain to try to convince you that God is unable and God is too weak and God is powerless? This time to get a hold of yourself, shake yourself, and say, I believe God's word. It is truth. And if God said it, it is so. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what my circumstances declare. I know that God said, if he's for me, I cannot fail. When you get that in your spirit, everything changes around you. Because you see, you start believing who God says you are instead of who Eve said you were. Here's what the Bible says real quickly about words. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. In the multitude of words, there's always sin. But he that holds his lips is wise. Turn to somebody and say, I know you're wise. Come on, tell somebody else, I know you're wise. If you're wise, that means you're holding your tongue. You don't always have to share what you think. Shut your trap. If you got nothing good to say, you were trained as a kid. If you got nothing good to say, Kenneth Hagin one day, a man died in the city. And he was a nasty, nasty man, just not a nice man at all. And he was invited to his funeral. And he went to the funeral. As he's at the funeral, a man came up to him and started telling him about the man and how bad he was. And Kenneth Hagin's statement was this, but he sure did have nice teeth, didn't he? There's always something positive you can say. There's always life that you can bring to every situation. If you choose not to be a life giver, don't be shocked when your crops stink. Oh, but Pastor, you just don't understand. I'm a sounding board. Really? I forgot that God called sounding boards in the scripture. That must be one of the other gifts of the church. The apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the sounding board. Well, I'm just trying to diffuse situation. I never saw that in the scripture. What I saw in the scripture is this. If someone comes to you and they've got odd against somebody else and they're vomiting on you about them, send them back. Matthew chapter 18. So they got to make it right with the one they got a problem with. Can I hear an amen from the church? If you talk a lot, you'll sin. Ecclesiastes 5:3, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, that as he who hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, let your speech, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. Here's another one. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword. That means sometimes you speak and it's a piercing of the sword. But the tongue of the wise, shout, I am wise, is health. Do you realize? Your situation and your circumstance is not your greatest enemy. It's what you believe and speak about your greatest situation. If you believe and say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and do not doubt, you shall have what you ask. Believers these days don't believe much. They lean far more on their circumstances and their situations than they do upon the word of God. They will confess before the word. They'll confess their situation. Now listen, God never called us to be ignorant. What do I mean by that? You got snot running down your face. Well, I'm not sick. That's stupid. If you got snot running down your face, you're sick. But you end every time with declaring the truth over your circumstance. So if you're having financial problems, you don't sit there and ignore it. You start sowing. You start declaring. You start decreeing the word of God over it. For the truth is stronger than the reality. When you're having problems, you speak life to your problems and not death to your problems. You don't ignore your problems. You see, God has not called us to be ignorant. He's called us to be powerful. And when there's a problem sitting in front of us, we don't sit there and stare at the problem. We stare at the answer. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. See, when we see Christ, everything changes because no longer are we confined by this world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants to bring heaven to earth. The way he brings heaven to earth is by you and I declaring heaven over earth. We live not according to the world's system. We live according to the word's system. When we live according to the word, we declare the word. We activate seed that is going to bring forth a harvest in our lives. What type of seed are you planting with your words? What are you speaking over your situation? Are you speaking death to your life or life to your life? Are you agreeing with God or are you agreeing with Eve? That's the real question that we all have. When you speak to people, when you go to work tomorrow, what environment are you going to create with the words that are going to come out of your mouth?
Well, it's Monday.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Today is a new day. I've never had it before. God's got vision and purpose for me today to live, and I will fulfill heaven's destiny for my life on this coming Monday because it's the greatest day, the greatest Monday to date that I have ever had. Today I want to ask you a question. How are you seeing? For as a man thinks, so he is, and as a man is, so he speaks. What are the words coming out of your mouth?
Well, I don't like this church. I don't like this situation. I don't like that worship.
Really? What are you going to do when you get to heaven? Tell God that you don't like his worship?
Well, that's not my style.
Really? I didn't know you had a style. I thought the kingdom style was the style, which means it's everything. I was just in that service when the Nigerians, they worshiped. Woo, I like that style of worship too. You see, we've got to be careful. Some of you have spoken things, curses over your own children. And you've wondered why they've never aspired. Some of you have had curses spoken over your life so many years ago, and you've never broken free for them. And I believe today, without question, Christ can get you to recant. Christ can get you to turn away from. Christ can get you to cancel those words of death that were spoken over you even decades ago, that God wants you to recognize that if God is for you, there's no one big enough. There's no one strong enough. There's nothing that you can't do. He is able to do abundantly above all you could even ask or imagine. It's time to recognize that what you believe is what you receive. Whose words do you believe? Because those words will determine whether you will truly be successful on this planet or just a survivor making it by. God's called you to be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus our Lord. What are the words coming out of your mouth? Because that's the harvest you're eating. Don't like your harvest? Change your words. Don't like your atmosphere? Change your words. Need a miracle? Change your words. We have people of great faith that are in this room. that foul demon of cancer has come on their body more than once. And each time and battled on, they've seen phenomenal miracles, but they will not allow anybody around them to speak death to them. They won't let anybody around them that will speak death. People get mad at her. You're okay with that, right, Susan? She's okay with that. If you don't like Susan, she's okay with that. Because she's been in a battle. And she's got to win. And she only allows those that are around her to speak life. Some of you allow people in your life that should never be there. Never be there. Some of you got to cut people out of your life who all they do is vomit on you on a consistent basis. And you should only allow those that will speak the word of God to have platform or voice enough to bring influence. Some of you need to repent for the words that you've spoken and change your harvest. That's a good word today. This is one where if you will actually apply, you'll see change within a week. You'll see change within 1 week. If you choose not to apply it, don't be shocked of the crop you get to eat. Because life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its crop. Amen? Bow your heads with me this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much that your word is not only powerful, but true and applicable. I thank you that today, even thousands of years after the scriptures were penned, that today they are still alive, that rhema word is still being released in our life. I thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. And today, God, I thank you that people's lives are about to change. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, not asking you to join a church or a religion, I want you to know Jesus. He will change your life. He'll throw your sin as far as the east or the west and remember it no more. He'll make you a brand new man and a brand new woman. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Today, if you need Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you want your life changed by Christ, I want you to raise your hand up right now. You've never accepted Christ before, or you're in a backslidden condition. You want to get right with the Lord. Is there anyone here this morning that needs to get their life right with God? I'm not going to wait real long. 5, 4, come on, get your hand up. 3, thank you, sir. 2, come on. Last call. Thank you. See your hand, young lady. Last call. 1. Let's all stand to our feet. Father, I thank you that today your word has brought forth faith for salvation. I thank you, Jesus, that also today, God, people will have a cancellation of those foul, demonic, antichrist words that have been spoken over their life. I thank you that today dreams will again be enlarged and released to be accomplished. Today, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed still, if you yourself are one that have been overcome by words of people from the past that you've never, ever stepped into, maybe nobody ever knew but you, dreams that have been crushed because of words of people, but today you want to see yourself rise to the vision that God placed in your heart. If you want old things, those old words crushed and destroyed out of your life, I want you to raise your hand up this morning. Yes, hands are up all over the place. Amen. I break the power of the curse in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask 2 things. I'm going to have the prayer team and the ministry team come on up over here on this side of the sanctuary. If you'll come right now, thank you. And those that raise their hand, the 2 folks that raise their hand for Jesus, when we release a congregation, I'd like you to meet me right here. But today is a day of change. Turn to someone and say, today is my day of change. I will never be the same again because I choose my words and allowing others to only speak life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you raise your hand for people to pray for you, that you just want your dreams reinstalled and you want the curses broken, come right out of your chair. Come right up front. Have the prayer team minister to you, the ministry team. If you raise your hand for salvation, I'd like you to meet me right here. Be bold, be strong. Get right out of your chair. Meet me right here, right now. This is your time and your season for change in your life.
So we say,
speak the word.
That brings me life.